Item 9 is a notice of motion which was submitted at the last council meeting. It concerns cosmetic pesticide ban for Coquitlam. The recommendation that council give consideration to the notice of motion presented by Councillor Robinson and seconded by Councillor Lynch at the February 21st meeting. There's a series of whereas clauses followed by therefore be it resolved that the City of Coquitlam ban the use of cosmetic pesticides, and be it further resolved that Council direct the Sustainability and Environmental Advisory Committee to make recommendations to Council on the implementation of such a ban. As per our procedure, Councillor Robinson, as the mover of this motion, has the privilege to speak first.
Councillor Robinson.
Thank you. I do want to actually make a slight correction regarding the petition. Upon closer scrutiny, there were about 10 names from residents outside of Coquitlam, and from folks like Elaine Golds and Norma Gillespie, who technically don't live here, but they're certainly active members in the community. So a couple of volunteers went out over the weekend and actually got 26 more signatures, which is certainly telling about the number of people who are interested in the issue. Having set that straight, and in the words of my colleague Lou Sikora, it's really very simple. Banning cosmetic pesticide use in our community is good public policy. There is certainly ample evidence, and I'm not going to repeat it all here. I think the Canadian Cancer Society actually sent out a very well-written letter that we've all had the opportunity to read. So instead, I thought I would just speak to some of the arguments that I've been hearing over the past 18 months. One of the arguments people have used to not support a pesticide ban is the idea of personal property rights. And I do believe that individuals have the right to lead their lives as they see fit, and if there were a way to contain the spread of these pesticides so that they did not go into the air, onto others' lawns or gardens or into our streams, I would say live and let live. But this is a case where the action of one has the potential to harm another. Furthermore, what about my personal property rights to have a pesticide-free yard and garden? If my neighbor sprays pesticides on their lawn and those chemicals find their way onto my lawn, who is standing up for my personal property rights? Another argument that we've heard is that it's an unenforceable bylaw. And this one I thought long and hard about, and what caught my attention was a recent email we got from someone that I'm just going to call the dog poop bylaw. So we have a bylaw that says you must clean up after your dog's poop on another's property. Seems like a pretty good bylaw, but I'm not sure it's really that enforceable. Did you know that unless a bylaw officer sees the canine culprit and its owner in the process of the offense, or unless the complainant has a photo of the offending pooch and its owner and knows where they live, that we can't even give them a ticket? Instead, we focus our efforts reminding people that it is a bylaw infraction, educating them to scoop properly, and that we rely on the goodwill of our neighbors to follow these rules. But in order to do that, we have to have the rules. Another argument that I've heard is not our jurisdiction. The feds in the province should be taking care of this one. That is my preference. But they've been extremely slow on this. It's been in the Liberal government's hands for years now, and they haven't acted. I don't think they're going to be acting anytime soon. They have their hands full with other business. And frankly, I'm tired of waiting. The BC Community Charter specifically gives municipalities the power to make pesticide use bylaws. And in 2001, the Supreme Court of Canada upheld the rights of municipalities to restrict pesticide use. And 35 other BC municipalities have already acted. The more municipalities that take a stand on this, the more likely the province and maybe the feds will act by banning the sale. And I think we owe it to our residents to add our voices as Coquitlam. And then we received an interesting letter from a local businessman, Wim Vanderzam of Art Nafs. And it's been a really interesting commentary, because what I did was I went and I spoke to the president of Garden Works, the Art Nafs competitor. And he pointed out that the lawn and garden industry has not been adversely affected by pesticide bans. In fact, it's actually been a boon for them. There's more demand for other products and certainly more demand for service. So it really doesn't impact substantially from an industry perspective. He also commented, this is Wim Vanderzam, that many municipalities have made the decision to ban pesticides with very little information. And I don't know where he's getting that information from, but across Canada, almost 200 municipalities, several provinces have made the decision to ban pesticides. I actually find it insulting to suggest that these elected officials would act on this ban without doing proper research. Then there's certainly the argument that, well, people who sign the petition, who are apartment dwellers, don't have a say. And I find that actually quite appalling, because apartment dwellers get to spend some time outside, breathe the air and all that kind of stuff, enjoy our streams. And they have a vote and they have a voice. One of the last issues I'm going to bring about is this idea that weed control is an issue. And one of the things he comments on is the young families that come to him looking for solutions so that their children can go out and play on a clover-infested lawn covered with bees. And he says that there are both conventional and organic methods to control a clover problem in a lawn. So therefore, it's not a cosmetic issue, it's a safety issue and a quality of life issue. And to this, I respond that my research into lawn health points out that actually clover is good for lawns. It provides much needed nitrogen. And then if we don't like the look of clover, why would we use chemical methods and risk harming our children with the effects of pesticide exposure when we have safer alternatives? Besides, killing the bees is generally a bad idea. You spray the clover, you kill the bees, we have no propagation. You have no propagation, we have no food. So, I want to mention one other thing about the federal government, because people say that it's really the federal government that has a say here. Federal government said that thalidomide was safe, that tobacco products were safe, even said that Agent Orange was fine. I'm not comfortable with sitting back and waiting for the federal government to act when other countries like Sweden, Finland, and Denmark have already acted. The Community Charter and the Supreme Court of Canada have given us the power to act, and I'm not prepared to shirk my responsibilities to the citizens of our community for the sake of pretty lawns. I want to end with a quote from a letter dated April 15, 2010, from Dr. Carolyn Gauthier, professor at UBC and the Canadian Cancer Society chair in cancer primary prevention, whose role is to evaluate research evidence regarding factors that increase the risk of cancer. The unfortunate farmers who develop lymphoma because of pesticide exposure provide an indication of cancer risk for the rest of the population, much the same way that a canary provides an early warning of toxic gases in a coal mine. We should heed this warning, ban cosmetic pesticides, and protect the health of BC residents. And in our case, it's a protection of the health of Coquitlam residents. I hope that you'll join me in supporting the ban. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Lynch.
Thank you. Well, Councillor Robinson has done a very thorough job of explaining the rationale behind why this is a good motion to be considering. And I think probably the only things that she didn't mention was some of the agencies that have done a lot of scientific research on it and have asked for these to be banned. They include the Canadian Cancer Society, the Canadian Public Health Association, the UBC Faculty of Medicine, the Department of Pediatrics, and the Suzuki Foundation. My concern with this motion has to be that some of my colleagues have expressed some concern on how this might be being approached, and that perhaps that they don't want to vote directly to ban the pesticides, the use of cosmetic pesticides right away. They're quite comfortable with it being sent to the Sustainability and Environmental Advisory Committee, which I'm vice chair and I'm looking forward to having there. And I've spoken with the mover of this motion and suggested that perhaps it might be more agreeable to the rest of the council if the first part of the resolution, where it says therefore be resolved, was to read that we direct staff to prepare a draft bylaw to ban cosmetic pesticides in Coquitlam, then further resolve that the council would have this sent to the Sustainability and Environmental Advisory Committee. That way, the bylaw, and the bylaws, I mean, there's over 37 municipalities in across Canada and BC. I don't think it's that hard for our staff to come forward with some type of a draft bylaw that would then be sent to the committee and reviewed. As some of the council members have said, we're going to have people who are going to be experts in this area, and they're going to be able to give us proper advice on whether or not we should be moving forward with it. And I think now that we've established such a committee, that this would be the appropriate way to go. So, Mr. Mayor, I know I have a seconder to this amendment, or if you prefer to do it by unanimous consent, if that's the will of council, then perhaps that might be a more agreeable way of moving forward with this resolution.
I must tell you, you're the only person on the speaker's list until you move the amendment, and I gather that we'll be able to move to the new queue quite easily. So I'll take that as an amendment. Motion to amend by Councillor Lynch. Is there a seconder? You can't yet because it's not seconded. Is there a seconder? No? No seconder for the amendment. The only one that can't do it is me. Councillor, are you done, Councillor Lynch, for now?
Yes, I am.
There's going to be I suspect there's another amendment coming from Councillor Reid, who will move the amendment as she thought it might have been better to put it.
No, I guess my concerns are this. some of us worked very hard in the last year or so to get an environment committee back up and running. The environment committee that we want today, like some of the other committees that we are getting up and running, are not like the committees that we used to have, where it would be a whole bunch of folks who had an interest in a matter and we just move forward. The environment committee that we have today, we're hoping, is going to be filled with people who can be true advisors, that are people that are working in that industry, that are people that have education or something in a professional way that they can give us advice, because that's what we need. We need advice as how to move into this. I don't think there's anyone here who wants to have used cosmetic pesticides. I don't know anybody here who does. I certainly don't. And of course, Councillor Robinson knows I love animals, so she tells me now I have to wash their little kitty paws and their doggy paws before I let them in, and I agree with that. But, you know, if we're going to all the work to try and get some very qualified professional people to sit on our environment committee, then I don't want to pass something and then say, oh, by the way, folks, here it is. You might be professional, you might be qualified, but we've already made up our mind, thanks, so just come up with a whole bunch of reasons to support us. That's not right, and it's not fair. So I want to move it to that committee, but I want it back by the end of June. That gives the committee April, May, and June. That gives us 3 months or 90 days to get it back and get it moving forward and get a process for moving it forward. What should we do first? What should we do second? How we do it? We can plagiarize all the other cities and take all their things. We can make up our own, but I don't want to let this go past June 30th. So that's why I said I don't necessarily disagree with what you're doing. I just sort of want to move it to a close date, and that's where I am. We'll probably go a couple of rounds on this one, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
I'll take that as motion to amend. Councillor Reid moves an amendment. Is there a seconder? Councillor Asmundson seconds the amendment. It's on the floor. I'll take Councillor Reamer as on the amendment.
Okay, thank you.
The amendment is to put the question, I think, maybe I'm just going to paraphrase here, I think it's to put the question of a possible ban to the Environment Committee that we've just established.
With an answer back by June.
No, sorry, time is of the essence. The answer back by June.
Let it sit there for
us. Mr. Gilbert.
It's close to what I heard. I just want for clarification. There's two therefore be resolved clauses. What I'm hearing somewhat is that the first clause be removed and that the second clause just be further resolved that council direct the committee to make recommendations on a ban and report back by June 30th, because I believe Councillor Reid indicated that she did not want to.
I'd be very happy with that.
So that's how I understood the amendment to be phrased.
The mover and the seconder both agree on that, and that's the amendment. You're comfortable with the understanding of it? Okay, Councillor Reamer.
Thank you. And just before I speak on the amendment, that day is doable, is it, with respect to getting our committee together and getting going on things? Mr. Clark?
The initial recruitment advertisements, I believe, have gone out.
Right.
And as soon as we have, I'm not, off the top of my head, don't know the end date of that, but once we receive those, we will move as quickly as we can. It may not be all of the 90 days, but it would early April at the latest. So.
Okay, thank you. So I'll speak to the amendment. It's actually a great idea. I've done a lot of research on the use of cosmetic pesticides, and I do believe that there is now probably a majority of people out there who would like to see a ban of some sort at the municipal, provincial, and federal levels. I have known a number of people over this past year who have died of cancer. I know of one individual who used cosmetic pesticides. That individual lived in another municipality where there was a ban in place. I definitely think that this needs to be further looked at and information obtained to move forward in the right way. I also found out very recently that the provincial government is currently looking at the cosmetic use of pesticides. And in fact, I've got several documents here from the provincial government. I also spoke to the Ministry of Environment this afternoon to get an update on this. They have done some public consultation as well, and they are just in the process of crafting some recommendations around cosmetic pesticides. And so my hope is that this committee, who will have a number of experts on it, can get this information compiled so that we have a better idea of where we want to go. And some things that the provincial government is looking at include definition of pesticides, how pesticides are regulated, what is meant by cosmetic use of pesticides, what other provinces are doing, potential regulatory restrictions on cosmetic use of pesticides. So I think these are all certainly questions that would be well handled by the Environment Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor McDonnell.
Thank you. I haven't used pesticides for a very long time, and have no intention of using them in the future either. And I was supportive of, and I still am supportive of Councillor Robinson bringing this motion forward. However, having said that, we're just in the process of bringing back our Environmental Committee. And I can presuppose how that's going to end up and their recommendations that come back to us, but this isn't something that I want to send to any committee, or I don't want to send any problem to a committee or question to a committee that presupposes the answer right off the bat. And I like that Councillor Reid has put a time frame on this for it to come back to us so that it's not going to go off into the netherworld and sit for a real long time, that we'll be able to deal with this in short order. So while I applaud the efforts of bringing this back by Councillor Robinson, and I am supportive of having a community dialogue on this, I do support Councillor Reid's motion to send this to the advisory committee first.
By June. Thank you. Councillor Nicholson.
Thank you, Your Worship. I can't support this amendment. I certainly support the motion as originally put. The amendment doesn't take us any further than the original motion would. Were we to pass the original motion, the committee, which we all believe will be an expert committee, people with lots of knowledge, lots of understanding, will have to come back and deal with questions like, what is a cosmetic pesticide? In any piece of legislation, there are always exceptions and exemptions. What are the logical exceptions and exemptions? We're not giving direction about any of the essential meat of the bylaw, except its basic thrust, which is to ban cosmetic pesticides and protect our citizens from their use. So I'm sorry, I can't support the amendment. I'd prefer to see the original motion go.
Thank you. Councillor Robinson on the amendment.
Thank you. Well, I am actually quite concerned that the majority of council would prefer to pass this entire decision to a newly formed Sustainability and Environmental Advisory Group. And I'm not in favour of this for a couple of reasons. I don't want to abdicate our responsibility as an elected body for making public policy decisions. I think that's our job. And it's no different than what we do, for example, with our sports field strategy. We didn't say to the field users group, you tell us what we need to do. We said we wanted a sports field strategy, and then we said, how do we best proceed? I mean, they consulted. It wasn't like we abdicated all responsibility for the decision on public policy. So I'm not comfortable just sort of waiting anymore. I'm actually kind of also concerned because both the chair of the standing committee and the chair of the advisory of this new advisory committee were not the least bit interested in hearing from the community 18 months ago when I first brought this issue to the table. And I don't have the confidence that to ensure that the matter receives the attention that it deserves. When people get cancer, even in a community where there's a ban on pesticides, it means absolutely squat. But we do know that if you do live in a community where they spray pesticides, the increase of getting cancer goes up considerably. And it's for reasons like that I think we need to act, and I'm frankly tired of waiting, because this is a lot of waiting, and in the meantime, it's spring, people are going to start spraying their gardens and putting us and our pets and the environment and our children at risk, and I think we need to be acting quickly. Thank you.
Councillor Rasmussen.
Well, I'm second the motion. I'm going to support the motion. I think it's a proper place for the committee, Environment Committee, to take a look at this issue and report on the viability of a ban, whether it should be banned, what should be banned. If we're going to make decisions for the Environment Committee before it goes to the Environment Committee, why have an Environment Committee? That's, to me, I mean, you're already making the decision for them. So I think it's important to be sent to that group, have their expert opinion, and have them come back with their recommendations to council. And I think what Councillor Reid did very correct was putting a time frame of by June to come back to that. So I think the cancer is affected by many, many things in our society. My mother had cancer, she had different, my father, my aunts. It's come through our whole family. But it's come from different areas and different things. Cancer isn't just one area that people attract it from, where it's cosmetic pesticides, smoking, diesel fumes, exhaust, whatever. Cancer happens. So I think the best thing is the amendment that's put forward to move this question and how it should come back to the Environment Committee and have their recommendations. Thank you. Come back to this council.
Thank you. Councillor Sikora.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mayor. You know, one thing that everybody should recognize around this table and in the audience, every one of us got cancer cells. That's the way we're born. And it all depends what type of cancer cells you have. And you can describe them, or what they really are, or what damage it does to you. To what I understand, that if a male person gets a female cancer cell, that's the end of them. The female that gets a male cancer cell, that's the end of them. There's many, many cancer cells, and every one of us is born with a cancer cell in a body. You know, it just gets activated. But, you know, to me, I don't mind supporting something like, you know, banning pesticide. The only thing I'd like to do, and really, you know, to have proof that the fact is that somehow these pesticides, cosmetic pesticides, could not come out of other cities into Coquitlam. You can bring them from another city. You can bring them from another province. How are you gonna police your neighbors, or what is it that they put on their garden? I'd hate to have to go to my neighbor and say, what do you just spray on your carrots or your lawn or whatever? You know, can you imagine what he'd tell me or she'd tell me? To get lost, and you're trespassing, and a few other things. Those are things we have to really consider. We as a city are saying to the staff, cut the red tape. Keep cutting the red tape here in the city. We have too much red tape. This is red tape. No two ways about it. And if the committee comes back with the fact that they should be banned, I'd be glad to support it under the condition that we can police it. But if we can't police it, then we're passing another bylaw that we can't enforce. And that's the biggest problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Councillor Sikora. Well, the reality is I don't think anyone's arguing here that we will be able to police this properly. There isn't a community that I've been able to talk to that said you can police this, and I don't think that necessarily is fatal to the idea of banning something. We do ban things that are not policeable. I think the challenge before us, first of all, a slight bit of semantics. I worry about the form of motion when we have a notice of motion that says that we hereby ban, because the motion actually doesn't do that. It just sets in force a chain of actions that would put in place a bylaw on one of our agendas, and then we vote in favor of the bylaw. And I much prefer in future that if we could try to get a motion that says call for staff to bring forward a staff report which has the background and a bylaw attached to it, and then we have something that we can debate and something that we actually can pass, because this motion doesn't ban cosmetic pesticides. It only says that we have resolved to. But we have decided to set up an expert committee, and one of the councillors used the word abdicate our responsibility. Well, that's what an advisory committee is. It's not abdicating our responsibility. It's actually going out there and trying to exercise our responsibility responsibly to get advice. And we can choose not to do that, but let's face it, there were councillors around this table that have argued for the creation of advisory committees. I'm one of them. I wanted an environment advisory committee actually since the last election. We didn't have one for a couple of years, and we now have one coming in. It's going to be set up, I think, properly, and it's not abdicating our responsibility to ask it questions and ask for its advice on matters pertaining to the environment. In fact, it's entirely appropriate. I concur with those councillors who would say it's inappropriate to set one up and then make the environmental decisions without asking them and tell them to come back to us on how to implement the decisions we've already made without their advice. So I do want to get their advice. I suspect that they will suggest that there is good reason to do this. I think there is good reason for these products to be banned. For these products to be banned, not for the application of these products to be banned. I think it's just not great public policy. I'm prepared to support it if the advisory committee comes back and says that's the best way. The challenge I've always presented, and I, as other council members around the table have said, I don't use them, I don't like them, and I wish no one used them. And I urge everybody, as spring starts, to give it a try this spring and try doing your lawn without without weed and feed. We can do it. It can be done. But as we move forward here, I want the advisory committee to be able to tell us exactly how we ought to implement this, if and to what extent, and to define things. Because as you go through this, the word pesticide actually includes a bunch of things that a lot of people wouldn't think it would include. There are some household products, foods. Products that you can use as pesticides. I've read some websites. Actually, I urge parents at home to please cover their children's ears. Cod liver oil can be used as a pesticide. Okay, you can uncover their ears now. There are lots of products that can be used to protect your lawn garden from pests, both herbicides and insecticides. And I think you'll see other communities that have developed the bylaws with long lists of exemptions, and that was referred to by a couple of the council members. There are lots of exemptions that you have to do. So this does take some work, and I think the heavy lifting will now be done by the Environment Committee as we look to design a bylaw, if that's what the Environment Committee recommends, that suits our conditions. The best solution, though, and I saw it on the website of one of the community groups, I think they're represented here tonight, the best solution would be for the province to take on their responsibility. The reference was that the new leader designate for the BC Liberals, the government, the premier in waiting, has shown her support for a province-wide ban on the cosmetic pesticides that we're talking about here. And I fully support the province doing that, because that's a ban on the sale of the products. Councillor Sikora, for example, said you'll be able to bring them in from another city. Well, you won't have to. We'll ban them, and you'll still be able to buy them in Coquitlam, because we can't ban their sale. We'll only be banning their application, and we won't be able to enforce that if you can still buy them right next door. You can buy them anywhere. And that's going to be a challenge. So the application of cosmetic pesticides by itself isn't the answer. The answer is a province-wide ban, or a nationwide ban, if that's the purview of the federal government, on products that have those kinds of risks. And I accept that cosmetic pesticides have a risk that isn't worth it. And I'd urge folks at home, as they're preparing their lawn this spring, to accept that and to accept that the tide is turning. Cosmetic pesticides are no more. The motion on the floor is to refer this matter to the Environment Committee with a tight timeline for turnaround. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor of the amendment? All opposed to the amendment? Councillor Robinson, Nicholson, and Lynch are opposed to the amendment. The amendment carries. The motion as amended is on the floor. I think we've all debated it. The motion as amended, which is almost exactly the same as the amendment. Councillor Reid.
It might be almost exactly. I just want to point out that the way this has been amended, just by taking that one line out, that we hereby tonight are banning it, the be it resolved says that council direct this committee to make recommendations to council on the implementation of such a ban. We're not turning it down.
Jay's trying to help. Jay, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Your Worship. The wording as recorded by the clerk's office shall be, therefore be it resolved that council direct the Sustainability Environmental Advisory Committee to make recommendations to council on the implementation of a ban on the use of cosmetic pesticides and report back by June
30th. Oh, you changed that part. I didn't. Yeah. You did.
That is the intent of what I heard from the debate from council. So
just saying, I don't think anyone here, Mr. Mayor, is turning this down outright. I think, well, at least I'm not. But what I'm thinking is that we want to get our advice. We want to use our committee for the purpose that they're being established.
And I believe that was the consensus around the table primarily. Any other Councillor Nicholson.
Thank you, Your Worship. So having opposed the amendment, I will now support the motion as amended, which would probably surprise nobody. It takes us some distance to where a lot of us wanted to be a long time ago. The sooner we get there, the better. The Local Government Act gives us the authority to impose this ban. And with that authority, I think, comes the responsibility to act. I deplore that we didn't act as forcefully tonight as we might have. I'll support this motion, and I'll look forward to the response of the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion as amended? Seeing none.
Yes, it will be June, end of June, yes.
Councillor Reid confirms that it is by June.
Yes.
June is in the motion. The motion as amended, which includes the month of June. All in favor? Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.